Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are locked into Grace Community Church Podcast. We know this episode is going to bless you and break you through. Please do share and subscribe with someone you love and be a part of what God is doing right here in Red Hill. God bless you.
Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. 10 minutes of exhortation and then welcome baby Johannes. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, shall we go? Can we rise? 1, 2, 3, shall we go? No. We're going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. Expecting to receive something from them. Said, I have no silver. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Amen. Please take your wonderful seat. When we were growing up, as a young man, we had our parents were very strict, Dr. Wayne Saba. My mom especially, she was a deaconess. And she had warned us, Pastor Elena, she had warned myself and Pastor Yao, that when we go for birthday parties, we should not eat anything until we've checked with her. Because if you remember, there was a lot of transference of spirit and, you know, impartations when we were kids. Do you remember? Okay, within the black minority, Caribbeans, yeah. Mm-hmm. Papa Zaria. And we had gone for this particular party, and for a brief moment, I forgot myself. And I took it would always be chicken. I took the chicken, but I was chewing the chicken happily. And you know how when young kids are enjoying their meat, and as I was chewing the chicken and busy, you know, going around, suddenly her eyes caught me. Lord have mercy. This was me. And then the movement started ceasing. I was looking at her. Then next were tears. Miss Marjorie, Mama has said nothing. But the look she gave me, I knew that I am a dead man today. Then I started crying. He said, Christian, everybody, like, why are you crying? I'm saying, you don't understand. Somebody has looked at me. Have you been there before? Mel, have you been there before? Adi, have you been there before? Mama was seated at the back. But Mama could control you from the back with just the gaze. She's doing that. Oh yeah, go here. Go here. When we used to worship at Scout Hall, when we were at the scout tour, one day we had finished chefs. I don't know how many of us remember this, but tell us. And they had had an event at the main hall. And we had all come out. Yannick, I don't know if you remember, we had all come out. And the main hall event, they had also finished. And they were driving out. And you know how we are blessed with beautiful ladies amongst us. Is somebody here with me? And Bartels, you remember the story? And I was at the gate, you know, I was at the entrance. And I saw it was a Range Rover. And it was a young man driving it. And I could see the accident about to happen. And at the scout tower, there were barriers. You know these barriers to prevent you hitting the main building. And as the young man is driving, he sees one of the beautiful ladies. You know where the story is going, right? Tell somebody gaze. Tell somebody gaze. Gaze. Some people and say gaze. Doctor Winsaba. The young man is driving the car and he's looking at the lady. And I felt that I wish I could say to him, "Oh yeah, look ahead." And like joke, Courtney, he hit the barrier. Pow! But just remember. And there were ladies in the car. You know, it was the car, it was a man and all ladies. And then one of the ladies came out, so they all came out, they banged it. One of the ladies came out and said, "What at all were you looking at?" And Gerard, a bit of me was there to say, "You don't know." If I tell you what the man was looking at, there will be a fight here. So they asked me, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" I said, "He's okay, leave him." My point is, there is power in a gaze. Hold a hand and say, "There is power in a gaze." In Acts chapter 3, look at how many times it talks about seeing. And a layman saw. Peter and John looked. Said, "Look at us." Even more interesting, the book of Judges. You know the story of Samson? You remember the story of Samson? Oh, come on. Do you remember the story of Samson? The only time that Samson does something right was when they took off his eyes. Hold the hand and tell somebody, the only time that when Samson did something right was when they took off his eyes. If you count the number of Saul in the book of Judges, and Samson saw Timnah, and Samson lived in Timnah, and he went down and saw a prostitute and saw Delilah. Saw seven souls. Seven. Anything Samson saw, he liked it. Tell somebody, "I suspect you." No, hold the hand and say, "I suspect you." So that, "I suspect you." The eyes of men. I figured out man is a natural admirer. Man here is men and women, right? Our eyes are always looking for something to see. The eyes of men. Why? Major, why are you laughing? Why? The eyes of men. Denver, the eyes of men, and I'm talking of men and women, by the way. Papa Zara, the eyes of men are always looking for something to explore. Next slide. Next. Let's go to the book of beginnings, right? And look at the book of ending. Between Genesis and Revelation, so in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, it begins off with an interesting encounter. And that is the book of beginnings. That is the beginning of all of us. It says, "And when the woman saw," repeat after, "when the woman saw," tell somebody, "when the woman saw,"
The tree was good for food, and it was a delight to thee. A delight to thee. Oh, come on, come on. A delight to thee. So she took of his fruit and ate it. So in the book of beginnings, the eyes delighted and sin committed. Between the book of beginnings and the book of ending, Revelation, so in Revelation chapter 22 verses 4, it reads, that we may see him and be like him. In other words, between the journey of life from your beginning to your end, the ultimate journey, the ultimate goal, is that we may be like Jesus and see his face. Amen. Next slide. There's a scripture in Proverbs chapter 27 verse 20, a very powerful scripture. It reads, and the eyes of man are never satisfied. Revenues are the eyes of man. I mean, that word is a very powerful. In fact, Proverbs chapter 27 verse 20 says, revenues are the eyes of man, constantly searching. Constantly. The eyes, and that word reveals me unlimited greed, unlimited push to experience or to see something. I ask a very simple question. What are you seeing? Hold the hand and ask the hand, what are you seeing? Oh, hold on and say, what are you seeing? Do you notice that at the threshold of his presence, we are constantly being distracted with images? So in Acts chapter 3, as we read, the man was by the gate called Beautiful. Look at what Peter and John, what Peter says to him. He says, look, he says, gaze at us. And the meaning of gaze is concentrated focus. Next slide. Mindful of time. It's safe to say at this point that you are what you gaze on. Hold the hand. I say, by extension, you are what you gaze on. One day, this was when Pastor, I was much younger. He said, die hard Man United fan. And this was the days of Alex Ferguson. And one day, I think one of the Spanish teams, they beat them. I've gotten the name of that Spanish team. No, it was in Barcelona. These were the days of Alex Ferguson. I remember Diego Tristan, the team he used to play for. Oh, Andrew, you are not current. Diego Tristan, Deportivo La Corona. Thank you. No. I remember. And they caught United. They beat them in the Champions League. And I remember, Pastor, I was so much glued to the game. He was watching the game. His every bit. He was. I mean, if you cross the TV, you're like, hi, hi. And then Deportivo La Corona, Diego Tristan. I remember he scored 2 goals or a hat trick. And that day after the game, Pastor, I was entire day. That was the first time I saw him swore, scream, foolish people, foolish team, I won't support you again. So I asked him, brother, what are you seeing? Baby, what are you seeing? Let's finish this. Like I said, look, at the threshold of his presence, there is a battle to exchange his glory for images. That is why, anytime you are in his presence, notice very carefully. When there is an outpouring of his presence, or when you are at the threshold of his presence, sometimes ugly images begins to pour into your mind. Do you have a testimony here? Sometimes at the peak of worship, at the peak of praise, he reminds you of an image that distracts you and takes you away from his glory. Lastly, end with this. Next, let's end with this. So picture the man. Peter and John are saying, Oya, my man, look. And this is Peter. I remember Peter once, when he was sinking on the sea, right? And you're sinking, he screamed, Lord, help me. Jesus said, bring your hand and look at me. Because Peter, you were okay whilst you're working on the sea, until you began seeing the distractions around you, you began to sink. Which goes on to translate that when Peter and John were saying, look at us, saying there's so much disruption going on around you. Round us, people are screaming, people are shouting, people are doing all kinds of things. But for you to encounter that glory, you need to shut yourself, your spirit, your mind. You need to engage, concentrated focus, like what my mom used to do to us. Even when I was in the front and she was at the back, concentrated, look at us. Let every bit of you gaze on his glory. So I end with these words. Raise your gaze. Do like Christine and Courtney. Hold a hand. Do a Christine and Courtney. And say, raise your gaze. Do a Christine and Courtney. Raise your gaze. Do a Christine and Courtney. Raise your gaze. Let me end with these words. If you raise your gaze, you don't see the boundaries anymore. Is that right? Oh, come on. Is that right? Tell someone, if you raise your gaze, you don't see the noise. True or false? Oh, come on. True or false? So, here, Psalm 27, verses 4. This is David. One thing I have asked, that I will seek after you. I gaze on your glory. Gaze on your beauty. There are disruptions, there are noises, there are foolish things going on. But Lord, one thing I seek of you. So Peter and John say, look at us. Oh yeah, look at us. Look into my eye. Gaze upon us. Because you become a reflection of what you constantly gaze upon. For you to receive power and work, gaze upon.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.